doing, well, we're continuing our early bird version of our investorship drive. So we have investors that are businesses and nonprofits and individuals from throughout the region that help support all the activities that Main Street engages in on a yearly basis, all the business support activities, the event support activities, some of our community maintenance that goes along with our programmatic goals. And if you're interested in being an investor, we have investors from throughout Emporia and beyond. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and look up that early bird pricing. There are lots of different levels for different types of businesses and organizations that help you invest in your region. And we're excited this year to continue building momentum with some of our large-scale projects that came online. And, you know, of course, we're all about achieving results. So looking at those and then talking about what's occurring over the next year. Before we get too far in to what's going on, I have to say thanks to Chuck. We've done, I think, major events at least every other week since the beginning of April. And
it has been busy.
We have been really busy. We had the Dynamic Disc Open Block Party and Food Truck Festival this past Saturday. The weather looked a little hairy.
It was a little
starting
sketchy.
Chuck was texting in on a consistent basis, trying to make sure everybody's safe and that we have good information to make some calls on that event. So a lot of people don't see that behind the scenes that KVUE does that goes above and beyond, and I just wanted to say a public thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad to help out with that, too, because we had a lot of people downtown.
And we have some news from the city of Emporia. 700-800 blocks of irrigation systems on the west side of the street, according to our public information officer, Christina, that does a great job at the city of Emporia. They're going to be doing some work on that. They had some line issues, so you're going to see some work in the downtown area and some shutdown of those irrigation systems for the time being, just in that limited area. Lots of upcoming events that are in our newsletter, so you can check that out at EmporiaMainStreet.com to sign up, you can look on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com for a list of those upcoming events. We're in the last 9 days of the Veterans Banner Lottery sign-up.
Okay.
So if you've ever wanted a Veterans Banner and you haven't entered the lottery system, June 30th is the cutoff date, and then July 3rd we'll actually do that live drawing. We have lots of people signed up, not a lot of spaces, but that's the way it runs every year. And then we'll go ahead and do that drawing. So you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to submit a picture. This is just the basic information for the lottery drawing. And then we'll have that live drawing and let you know if your banner was selected. Annual meeting and awards is coming up on July 20th. So mark that on your calendar. And we'll be giving out several different awards and celebrating this past year and doing some release of information for upcoming events and activities. We're working to provide some new resources for building owners that you'll hear about over the next few weeks, and we should have a Fab Lab announcement hopefully next week. We've got one of our teammates that's on a well-deserved vacation right now, and we're trying to get them back, and then we'll do a joint announcement this next week for some fantastic things that are rolling out of the lab.
We can't wait.
Outstanding
stuff.
We can't
wait to hear that announcement. Been some awesome things coming out of the Fab Lab.
I forgot about that. We got to do a throwback on the Great Race.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up real quick. Yeah,
June 6th, 1998, when Mary Helmer threw a huge party downtown and looked at all the 90s fashion that's coming back.
Looks pretty good to me. I agree.
It did. So that was cool that they threw a huge party back then, and we'll see what landing looks like this year for the 29th.
Throwing a huge party. Imagine that, Main Street throwing a huge party.
We can't do that small stuff, right?
Yeah,
go big or go home.
I got to tell you what, though. It'd be interesting to count the amount of footprints, you know, the traffic that's been downtown Emporia here the past couple of months. It has been one loaded schedule, and we've had a lot of folks in town, Casey. That is for sure.
That is for sure, and we always hear that people love Emporia, and they love the citizens here, and We've got to keep pumping up those unique things and unique businesses and why people should come to our community, and that takes advocacy from all of your listeners, so we appreciate that.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Hey, don't forget to also this morning, Chuck, the Emporia Rad Runners will be doing their thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, in about an hour.
Yeah, down at what the Emporia State Rec Center parking lot.
Yep.
7:45. It's time to start stretching.
Get ready to go.
This is for kids ages 3rd through 8th grade. They got a good setup there, the Emporia Rad Runners. 6:55, good morning.
Pool season is here, which means the sun, algae, and swimmers of all ages.